And now we're going to hear from a trailblazing transgender icon. And for fans of RuPaul's Drag Race, well, you may know exactly who I'm talking about.
The time has come for you to lip sync para tu vida.
Carmen Carrera appeared in season 3 of RuPaul's Drag Race in 2011. And at the time, she identified as a gay male. Since then, a lot has changed for the Puerto Rican Peruvian model and activist. Following RuPaul's Drag Race, Carmen transitioned publicly and documented it all on social media.
I just got out of surgery maybe like 2 hours ago, and I'm really trying to stay positive.
Carmen joins me now to talk about her life and how she finally found herself after struggling with so many different identities. So, Carmen, you've become a sensation. You have a lot of fame because of your appearances on RuPaul's Drag Race, and that your identity in that sense as a performer, as an actor, is that, yeah, this is what you do. You can become other people.
Yeah, I know. And it's something that I sometimes sit back and think about. Like, in the past decade, I've had to play the role of so many different people in real life. You know, like, I remember before I started going out to clubs and trying to find myself, I identified as a straight male because I was so scared. Like, that's what I felt like. I had to live that mold. And I remember doing my character research, I would go to the barbershop because I thought all the guys were super attractive. I would go there and I would watch, like, okay, what kind of guy do I want to be? Because I'm just going to have to deal with this. Like, and I would hate it every moment. Trust me, it wasn't something that I necessarily enjoyed. My enjoyment came from when I was accepted and when I was embraced and when I was loved.
So it was like you were doing character studies so that you were like, okay, this is a character I'm going to become.
Yeah, so I can fit in and feel what
That's
love feels
deep.
Like. Yeah.
That's deep. How old were you?
Oh, gosh. I was doing that, like, in high school, like, because I was always so conscious. Like, well, I don't want anyone to know that, like, I like boys and I wish I was a girl. Like, I don't want anyone to know that. So I have to be like them. I realized, I'm like, well, if I want to survive, I have to pick a character that's going to fit in with everyone around me, because all I knew how to do was love. All I wanted to do was love everyone. Like,
oh,
yeah.
That's
and
so cute.
I just like appreciated everyone for their own individual style, for how they expressed themselves. Like, I was literally in love with everyone in high school.
So there was like a part of your life where you didn't feel real. You didn't feel authentic.
My whole life.
Yeah.
My whole life.
This whole expression of kind of, this Carmen Carrera, this person, is actually pretty new.
Yeah, it is, because it's something that I'm living day to day now, whereas before, I was always working on a character. Like, let me work on this. It wasn't so pleasant because the love that I would receive was not really, they weren't loving me. They were loving the fact that they were entertained by me, or the fact that I was attractive, you know, and it was like a blank kind of, it wasn't an enriched kind of love. Like, it was like a shallow kind of love. If society tells you to be rejected, you start to feel rejection. And then once you start to feel rejection, you start to attract rejection.
Mm.
And then people start to reject you. And then you're like, huh? We all at the time would end up at the club. We would be drinking, you know, and make bad decisions. You know, because most of us are desperate for love. Like, that's what I feel like is a common, it's like a common thing between a lot of me and people in my community, is that we've been rejected, or feeling like we're being rejected for so long, that all we want is just to be loved and appreciated. And we're willing to go the extra mile and sometimes jeopardize our safety just to feel that little bit of love. I kind of blame myself, you know, for not being so open. I wish I was more open as a child to share things with my mom and my sister and stuff. Instead, I was trying to impress, and I was trying to be who I thought they wanted me to be.
Now many people out there, essentially, they see you as a leader. And I'm just wondering, does that responsibility weigh on you?
When people look up to me and they have their own ideals of who I am. And I do understand that I have a responsibility to many people who look up to me, you know, but at the same time, I know that I'm only human and I might fail at certain things.
Do you have an image in mind where you feel like the community felt like it was let down by you that you can think of?
Well, sure. I mean, on Drag Race, I said that, you know, they had a game that was called Female or She-Male. And it was basically body parts of women. And you have to identify if it's female or she-male. And, you know, I saw the episode and at first I was like, well, whoa, like, I don't think that's cool because I know that I hate it when, you know, somebody points out something that might look more masculine in my build. It's things that I cannot help. And I know that there's trans women that go through that, that feel like immense pressure and almost social anxiety because they have a big foot, you know, or they have larger palms, things that you can't surgically fix. So I kind of feel like promoting that idea and putting that in people's minds where they have to look at women's body parts and to say if it's manly or not, I just feel like it's so rude, you know? And I said something about it. I said, Drag Race and its producers should be more sensitive to the games that they play and understand that, you know, this transgender awareness that's going on with Laverne fighting and trying to make a stand for us, you know, it's just the wrong time. I don't think we should be using words like she-male. They're offensive. And most of my fans are from Drag Race, you know, and they were just like, no, Carmen, we're going to unfollow you. Like, how could you come out against Drag Race?
You got the Twitter backlash?
Oh, girl, I got Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything backlash. I feel like for a long time, I was always like, I just want to be me. I just want to be me. I just want to be me. But it never really worked on me. Like, I just knew I want to be me. I want to be me so bad. I want to be me so bad. Like, this is me. But I never really sat there and was like, wait a minute, who am I? And it took me up until now, maybe the past 3 years, once I started my transition and once I went through everything I was going through, to realize that there is no one like me. I can't mold my life like anyone else's, you know? So now I'm at the point to be like, I am transgender by technicality. But what I've noticed and what I've realized is that there is no way to be transgender, right? So I'm cultivating my own my own thing, my own being. Like, everything is coming out of my heart now. And I've never been able to function that way.
You mean like because you're your more authentic self right now?
Yes, just to be free and just let things happen and not worry too much. Like, now I'm more consistently well. And that feels amazing to me because I can sit and I can feel overwhelming joy, which I never knew was possible.
Do you still feel like you're essentially growing, just growing as a human being, as a person?
I feel more like a young lady trying to figure out what's the next step, you know, what's the next step in evolution now. Like, I am here in my authentic self and I'm ready to take on the world and I'm ready to raise kids, maybe have more kids. You know, what am I doing to have more to offer those around me?
Carmen Carrera, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA. This has been great.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate this conversation.
Carmen Carrera is a transgender model and activist.